Hey everyone, Mike Wobshaw. We came to the Combine last week in search to find some answers for the Vikings. At the quarterback situation, it was the talk of the town all week in Indianapolis. So we found all the experts and all the analysts we could find, and we asked them the same question. What do you think about the Vikings quarterback situation? Did we find a consensus? Take a listen.
They need a quarterback.
Yeah. I gotta figure out the quarterback thing.
I'm gonna ask you a question you never saw coming. What's going to happen at quarterback?
I don't know if you know this, but there is a quarterback situation
that
Bears discussing. Mm-hmm. Will probably involve the Vikings. Will probably involve Kirk Cousins. Will probably involve a lot of money. And maybe for the first time in 4 years, not having to discuss the Vikings quarterback every single week.
I am not sure there is an offseason storyline or a domino that will dictate more as it pertains to a single team than the Vikings and the quarterback spot. Obviously, you've got three scheduled or soon-to-be unrestricted free agents. Is there a tag in play? If not, how do you pursue a quarterback, whether it's a veteran free agency or otherwise? That right there, I mean, again, that is the key that unlocks the rest of the NFL offseason.
I think even here, with the draft and free agency, you take Kirk Cousins off the market, then really, what's the next move? So maybe that works well for Case Keenum. I do think if Kirk Cousins comes to Minnesota that he could be – they didn't lose that playoff game because Case Keenum. But I think Kirk Cousins is a guy who could really take them to the next level.
I think that the worst-case scenario for this team would be to not land Kirk Cousins and to see Case Keenum get away and then to turn around and say, wow, we're left with Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Bradford and Kyle Sloter now. I think it's up to the Vikings. That's the big challenge, is to make sure that you land one of these two premier free agent quarterbacks before you lose both of them.
I'm sure they have a list of priorities that we can guess, what's their top priority, second, third, fourth. But to have ruled anything out or have made any black and white decisions on anything, I really don't think they've done that.
Their most important position on the football team has three guys who are capable of walking out the door. So you better have a plan for, one, how you rank them, who do you want to re-sign, how much do you want to allocate towards them. If you can't re-sign them, who do you want to go out and get? Can you afford that guy? If you can't get that guy, how are you going to get one in the draft? They're not in the spot really to pick a quarterback. Could you move up and get one if you need it? There's a number of different avenues that the Vikings have to really figure out right now. Plus, they got other players that they're going to want to sign some longer-term deals and take care of the defense, make sure those guys stay happy. But they got, it's funny, with success also comes a lot of responsibility to maintain that success, and they've got some real, real important decisions to make, so they have their work cut out for them.
The good part is, I can't remember a time where there's more options available at this time than there are. I mean, first off, as he calls it, a unique thing with three guys that are on this team that are unsigned but can sign. So you have three options there. And it's like, okay, but if Kirk Cousins is the one that can get this team a little bit farther, then you go a little bit above that to pay him. How much do you pay him a little bit more? You can do that. I mean, there's quarterbacks in this draft that obviously the Vikings don't have much of a chance to get because of the success of last year.
I don't see them staying with one of these options. With enough money and enough probability and an opportunity for a quarterback like Kirk Cousins to come in and jump into an offense that has an incredible stable of running backs, didn't even mention them. Delvin Cook's going to be healthy. Latavius Murray was fantastic in really short yarded situations and gaining big plays for this team. And then that offensive line, plus those receivers and Kyle Rudolph. I mean, what, you got to be drooling if you're a free agent quarterback like Kirk Cousins to play. Plug me in and we can go win a Super Bowl right now, because that defense is going to be good next year too.
How do you feel about the situation that Minnesota is for a quarterback?
Oh, there's no question. It's a really good one. And I think the way you have to look at it, if you want to look at the three teams that have really been in the thick of this, Denver, I think, is probably closer to the end of a championship window, if it's not closed yet. The Jets may be at the beginning of one, but you're projecting a little bit there, and that they believe they're a year or two away from really being, competitive with anyone. But a lot of things have to happen for them to get there still, whereas, the Vikings are sort of in the middle of a window.
You have a really good defense. You're going to have Dalvin Cook back as your lead back. You've replaced one really good offensive coordinator with another really good offensive coordinator in John DeFilippo. So I think it's a really, really good situation for a quarterback. You have team, you've got a run game, and you're going to be really well coached.
if you're the Vikings, a lot of teams, players, a quarterback going to want to come to you. Yeah. You know, whereas, you know, for the Cleveland Browns, if you're starting the way down, if you're Kirk Cousins, no offense to the Browns, and I love John Dorsey and his group of personnel people, this is the first time that he's going to be a true free agent, Kirk Cousins. You want to win. And no better way to do it than go to the team. It's the best in free agency, Vikings.
They've had probably a really good situation in terms of understanding how to win with different kinds of quarterbacks. I mean, I think it's as much as they wouldn't want to have to go this route with Teddy Bridgewater, you know, with the tough leg injury and Sam Bradford coming in, getting hurt, and then going to Keenum, they saw they can win a lot of different ways. And so that's got to affect the way you evaluate how much you want to pay for your next quarterback, because they don't have to look at it like, we got to get Kirk Cousins at all costs because, God, you know, we have to get the position figured out. They can say, look, we won with Case Keenum. We've won with Teddy Bridgewater. We've won with Sam Bradford. So what did they do well that we can get out of the next guy we can put under center?
Sometimes you can overthink it, and whether it's a football decisions or just in personal relationships, eyes wandering what looks better over there. Case Keenum did the job for you already.
Yeah.
You know, why go ahead and mess up something that's good? You're almost there. Stay with the same plan. Don't make a new project, and then you find out midseason, and then Case Keenan was like, you know.
I'm not one of those guys that thinks you overpay for Kirk Cousins. I'll be honest with you. I think you look at his track record. He's a good quarterback, but is he a $30 million quarterback? No, he's not. And so you're going to overpay for him. I think what Jacksonville did last week with Blake Bortles, giving him a short-term extension and staying out of the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes, is good for them, because now they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay the quarterback position. They come back and pay Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack and build your defense. And I think the Vikings should be in that situation.
Both teams are in a position where the defense is so good, each team is one quarterback, not from going to the Super Bowl, but maybe winning a Super Bowl with the defense as good as both teams are. Now, can they get the right decision on the quarterback?